Good morning, May 11th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's throughline is access. From lawmakers pushing to reverse a federal prohibition on drug test strips, to a San Jose pilot that would send specially trained paramedics to behavioral health and addiction crises. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. A few national and local stories lead this morning. Bloomberg government reports that lawmakers are urging a federal agency to reverse its prohibition on drug test strips. That is a concrete policy signal to watch, especially because test strip access can shape what tools programs are able to distribute on the ground. From Duluth, Minnesota, MinnPost reports on Harm Reduction Sisters, a nonprofit whose work is saving lives, while also asking whether saving lives alone is enough in the broader response. And on a different front, the New York Times reports that, with the commissioner under pressure, the FDA is opening the door to flavored vapes. In the Social Pulse, one lived experience post on LinkedIn argues that it is not possible to destigmatize people who use drugs without also destigmatizing substance consumption itself. The post says, "Nearly a century of attempts to separate the person from the behavior has not fully broken stigma." Two other posts reflect very different public messages around harm reduction. On Blue Sky, one physician describes fentanyl test strips and naloxone at the point of need as harm reduction in action, saying the evidence supports making those tools available at the door before something goes wrong. That aligns closely with the access debate in the news this morning. Meanwhile, on X, another post argues that the 2026 drug control strategy includes layers that many outlets skipped, including cartel interdiction backed by AI early warning, national wastewater testing for real-time tracking, and faith-based recovery written into federal policy. And in opposition messaging, a post on X from someone who says they work in the field argues that many affected people are unable to care for themselves at a basic level, and frames years of polysubstance use and mental illness as making them poor candidates for certain approaches. This is a useful example of the kind of criticism and contrasting rhetoric that harm reduction advocates continue to face in public discussion. In city updates, San Jose, California is piloting a community paramedicine program that would send specially trained paramedics to behavioral health and addiction crises on city streets. According to the city newsletter dated May 10th, the pilot is meant to reduce the burden on other first responders while connecting people to appropriate health and social services. The initiative is included in the city manager's proposed operating budget for fiscal year 2026 to 2027. A few research items are also worth noting. One new study in Harm Reduction Journal looks at what happens when safer supply programs close. It describes a continuum of disconnection, including disrupted continuity of care, difficult transitions, and in some cases, total loss of service access. That finding may matter most anywhere programs are unstable or vulnerable to shutdown. Another Harm Reduction Journal study examines crack pipe practice and respiratory harm in England. Using mixed methods, it focuses on innovation, respiration, and paraphernalia policy, pointing to the health consequences tied to the equipment people use and the policies that shape access to it. A third study evaluates behavioral skills training for teaching adults to respond to suspected opioid overdose. It is presented as a proof of concept evaluation centered on how people can be trained to recognize and respond effectively in an overdose situation. On funding, One current opportunity is the Bureau of Justice Assistance COSUP Investigations Training and Technical Assistance Program. The deadline is May 13, 2026, so that one is coming up very soon. Also current is a Centers for Disease Control opportunity through NCIPC under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA. The deadline there is June 8, 2026. There is also an open pitch opportunity from the Smart Family Fund through its Angel Philanthropy First-Time Grants. First-time grants range from $25,000 to $100,000. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And one activism item to close on. Shatterproof is promoting a Kratom webinar and inviting people to save a spot. If that topic is relevant to your work, this is a straightforward chance to hear the discussion directly. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.